Solon Borgelum was 25 before he decided to become an artist. He was one of six sons of a Danish Mormon immigrant, managing a ranch in central Nebraska when in 1893, his brother Goodson, of Mount Rushmore fame, pleaded with him to change course. After attending the Art Academy of Cincinnati, he continued his studies in Paris, France, where in 1898 he met and married Emma Vignal. Together, they embarked on an intense journey that would cement their relationship for life. Through his friendship with the Episcopalian minister on the Crow Creek Reservation of South Dakota, Solon arranged for them to spend their honeymoon there during the summer of 1899. The subject of his work up until this point had been horses and cowboys, and he was eager for an opportunity to sketch and learn as much as he could about the native plains people of the Crow Creek Sioux tribe. The poignant Burial on the Plains reflects the experiences of Emma and Solon while on the reservation. Two Native American women with heads covered are heavily swathed in blankets. The women are bound close together. The figure on the ground is wrapping her body around the feet of the standing figure. Her outstretched hand holds a small mound of earth. The presence of the third figure is not immediately apparent. There is a strong sense of anguish. The sympathy Solon feels for his subjects is heartfelt and tangible. He and Emma had woken one night to moans, laments, then shrill cries, noises like hooting owls make, then sobs. The next morning, they were told a young girl had died during the night, and the family had been performing ceremonial rites. Death from disease was always present. Solon and Emma participated in 11 burials of the young during their unforgettable summer on the reservation. Connection to Nebraska. Solon's parents were on a return journey home to Nebraska when he was born in Ogden, Utah. He spent his youth in Omaha and Fremont, Nebraska, and managed a ranch in central Nebraska.